Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Hey, I'm okay. How you doing?
Doing good, man. Sports weekend.
That's right. Hopefully you and the listeners out there, you know, the Legion of Legends out there, you know, are doing all right. So, you know the deal, folks. You know, we're going to lead off, or should I say, we're going to kick off a little football, you know, talk about the Jets win here, talk Giants as, you know, Jets rebound with the win after losing to the Pittsburgh Steelers last week. You know, we'll discuss the Dolphins game, how they did with the Dolphins. We'll talk about the Giants game at Carolina, talk Mets. With the Miami Marlins,
mm-hmm.
I almost said Florida Marlins, and you know, of course, Yankees finishing up their series with Oakland A's. Talk a little NBA, a little minor, you know, NBA rumor, and of course talk a little WWE, give you a little feedback what happened in WWE, you know, TNA, and, you know, a little recap of Night of Champions. But of course, folks, most importantly, you guys know the number. And, of course, you know that number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. And without further ado, I should say, yeah, let's talk about the Jets as they steal a victory in Miami, even though they were like a 2-point favorite to win this game.
Yeah.
Sanchez didn't really have a good game, but most importantly, you know, the Jets came away with a W. And another thing, kudos to Nick Folk. He nailed down all three of his field goals. Today, and another thing is that a big key play in the game when the Dolphins kicker, he misses the field goal, you know, in the overtime, and I think his name was Cumberbatch, right?
Carpenter? I forgot.
Oh no, yeah, it is Carpenter. I think it is Carpenter.
Yeah.
Yeah, he missed a field goal, and what was I going to say? He missed a field goal in overtime, which would, of course, seal the deal for the Dolphins.
Yep.
And then Jets, they got a chance, you know, they drove, drove and got it to a field goal range, you know, a 33-yarder. Whatchamacallit, Folk got his kick blocked. But thankfully, the Dolphins head coach, Joe Philbin, he called timeout. So Folk had another opportunity to, you know, redeem, you know, that block. So it didn't matter. So when he got the chance again, he kicked the field goal. And that's all she wrote. Jets win 23-20.
That's why sometimes trying to ice the kicker, sometimes it works against you, you know?
Exactly.
In that situation, you know, if he hadn't called timeout, they could have had a blocked field goal kick, and they could have had a chance to win the game, but...
Oh, yeah.
You know, what you get for trying to ice the kicker.
Yep. Yeah, the Dolphins, they had a 10-0 lead, and then, you know, the Jets tied it. And pretty much it was a, you know, a close game, you know, throughout. And then Jets had a brief 20-17 lead, but then Carpenter tied it with like 40 seconds left into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Went into overtime. As I mentioned earlier, Carpenter had a chance to kick the game-winning field goal. It would have been a 48-yarder, but, you know, it just went left. And... Folk got his opportunity, and he nailed it. So
yeah.
Now the Jets have their, you know, Jets have you know, are improved to 2-1, and they got a you know, a AFC win under their belt, division lead, a win under their belt. So congrats to them.
It was a good win, even though, you know, they played sloppy. Well, both teams played sloppy.
Definitely.
You know, both quarterbacks overthrowing the ball, missing wide receivers.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Both offenses stagnant, and it kind of, the game slowed down. I guess a lot of it due to the officials, you know, a lot of the replacement officials, you know, are slowing down the game, but the offenses, you know, slowed down a little bit too. And I felt that once Bush came out of the game, like, Miami couldn't really do that much.
Yep.
You know, what's his face? The quarterback from Miami,
what's his name again?
Tannehill.
Tannehill, right.
Yeah, overthrowing his wide receivers and, you know, missing them. So, but once Bush went out of game for them, I mean, they really couldn't get that much going.
Yeah.
But it did win for the Jets. You know, sloppy win, but, you know, they'll come back next week. Hopefully play a little better.
Yeah, hopefully. and they're gonna play against the team you face in the playoffs last year, the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, who lost today?
Yeah, they're 2-1 now.
Yeah, got a lot of weapons on that team. They're picked to win it all this year.
Yeah, they're a tough team, and they're great defensively. So
yep.
And you know, Jets. You know, Revis got hurt again. You know, he didn't play last week against Pittsburgh, which of course Jets lost 20-10 last
right.
week. But you know, hopefully Jets can defeat the 49ers next week.
It'd be a good game to watch.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Like a former, like a guy who got recently cut by the Dolphins. Get your popcorn ready.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But should be an interesting game, no doubt about that.
That's on Sunday night, or is it like an afternoon game?
I assume it's.
But actually, no, it's not a Sunday night game because like Giants play on a Sunday night against the Eagles next week, though. So.
Should be Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
But, yeah, speaking of those Giants, man, Giants, you know, they whooped the Carolina Panthers behind. 38-7.
36-7. Good old-fashioned ass whooping. You know, Giants didn't have Ahmad Bradshaw. They didn't have Akeem Nicks, who was out for foot injury.
Those backup guys stepped up.
Yeah, this guy, Barden, you know, they've been a lot of talk about him. He had a good preseason. He's really stepped up. He had, like, 138 yards, 9 receptions. He was killing the Panthers' defense. They couldn't cover him because he's so big, you know. He's so big, and he's a mismatch for these cornerbacks. And Eli Manning, he was just tearing apart their defense. Eli Manning threw for, like, 288 yards, was 27-35, had a TD. He now has 1,000 yards for the season, so Manning might have another 4,000, maybe even 5,000-yard throwing season, maybe. So he started off the season real good, and Giants, they played well. They kept the high-powered Panthers offense in check. Defense played really good, and they're also 2-1. And next week, big game versus the Eagles on the Sunday Night Football. And Eagles are getting their ass whooped right now by the Cardinals, 24-3. So that'll be a good game next week.
Yeah, this is a great game, great day for you all around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, it's
except,
not because my Yankees lost. So.
Yeah, I was just about right. I just was about to finish myself. Yep. Yeah. Other than football wise, I should have said football wise. I mean, Giants won the other day. I think Thursday, right?
Right.
Thursday night. Eagles are getting their butt whooped right now, and yeah, the only thing that's not good right now is of course the Yankees lost 5-4. I mean, they did win the series. They won. They had two dramatic wins. Friday night, I'm trying to remember, Russell Martin hit the walk-off home run, which, trust me, I'm very familiar with that. And then afterwards, you guys had a huge comeback, 14 innings, and trying to remember, Ibanez had the base hit or what was it, sacrifice fly or something? It scored Ichiro. I think, no, you know what, I think it was a base hit, wasn't it?
I think so. I don't remember. I don't quite remember.
Minute.
But for the winning run, I think it was an error.
Hmm.
I think it was an error on the
first baseman, right?
Yeah.
Right. It's starting to come back to me now.
Yeah, that's how the Yankees were able to score the winning run. It was a great game, a very long game, but great finish. Yankees They were hot entering this game today. They won 7 in a row, one game up over Baltimore for the division. But today, Carota, who was a starter today, he wasn't on his game. He had to leave before the 6th inning, and he allowed 4 or 5 runs. And Yankees ended up losing the game 5-4. Yeah. So, but Orioles, luckily, they lost today.
Like 2-1 to the Red Sox.
Yeah. So, still one game ahead of them right now for the division.
Yep. At least one day the Yankees can breathe a sigh of relief.
Yep.
And shifting gears to the other team in town, man, the Mets, man. As horrible as the Mets was against the Phillies, I think Mets still had a better, like, a 10-8 record against Phillies. But, man, those last three games signed this week, they were brutal, man. My gosh.
But yeah, I every time I looked up, like, Mets were getting their ass foot, like, blown out by football scores.
Yeah, I know. The last game they had, it was like 16-1.
Jeez.
Like, ridiculous. And in that day, Ryan Howard, he hit like two home runs, including a grand slam off Josh Edgen. And if you remember, the day before that, Matt Harvey, who pitched his last start of the season, he was looking for his first win at home. And his record would have improved to 4-5.
Right.
Josh Edgen relieved him, got two strikes on Ryan Howard after walking Chase Utley with two outs, and with one strike away, gives up a 2-run home run. Mets lose 3-2, and pretty much that whole Philly series, they just got their butt whooped. It was not even pretty. Even after the game, Terry Collins, who always defends the team, Kevin Burkhardt was asking him does he think, you know, the team quit? And Terry Collins was like, you got to ask those guys.
Wow.
You know, he was like, you got to ask those guys. And then I think he asked him again, like, did he think? And he was like, you got to ask those guys. I have my own opinion, and I'm not going to discuss it publicly. Because he was like, you know, a textbook, you know, manager who always covers up for his players. But the way how they stunk up the joint that the series, and at a Citi Field, they were like 4-24 at Citi Field before the Marlins series.
Right.
And as soon as the Marlins came, man, they Friday night, they just flicked the switch, man.
Yeah, they cured all their worries and all their problems.
Oh yeah, they won 7-3. Jonathan Nace won a career high. How many? Yeah, he won a career high 12 wins. Trying to remember, I think Hairston hit a home run. At that time, they set a career high 18 home runs. Ike Davis hit a home run. They went on to win 7-3. Saturday night, R.A. Dickey was, you know, R.A. Dickey as usual.
Yeah.
He pitched eight plus innings, gave up two runs because in the ninth he put two people on, and then Roush gave up a 3-run home run to the first batter he sees. And but Roush settles down and beats the Marlins 4-3. Trying to remember what happened. Hairston, I think, hit a home run yesterday. David Wright, I think, also hit a home run yesterday also to help the Mets get that win yesterday. And tonight, Mets was looking to bring out the brooms. Early in the first inning, David Wright, 2-run home run. Marlins would later tie the game up, and then in extra innings, in bottom of the ninth, I don't remember what happened. I think Hairston had a leadoff hit.
Mm-hmm.
I think somebody got on somehow. I can't remember. I think they walked somebody, and then they intentionally walked somebody. They brought in Fred Lewis. Who, I mean, he's a journeyman player. He's been on the Reds and Giants, I think.
Right.
But he hasn't really did anything. So they intentionally walked him to face Tejada. So they had Hairston, I think, on second. I think Hairston was on second or no. You know what? He was on third because I think he maybe on a ground out he went to third or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Lewis, he stole second for defensive and was it? Wait, I'm trying to remember what happened. Or was it Valdisman that? I'm trying to remember. Somebody stole a base, I think. So there was like I think people on. You know what? It might have been bases loaded. It's either there was two people on or it was bases loaded. And in any case, when I saw Fred Lewis was at the plate, I was like, man, this guy can't hit. So then once they intentionally walked Fred Lewis, I'm like, oh, Tejada, oh, this is perfect. Tejada is a singles type hitter. He's a guy. He's not a guy who's trying to hit a grand slam, so he should make contact.
Right.
And sure enough, he did. And Mets brought out the broom. Tejada had the walk-off single, and Mets brought out the boom and swept the Marlins right out of their stadium.
Yeah, all this hype over the Marlins entering the season, they've been horrible this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They've definitely been horrible. I mean, they pretty much got all the guys I wanted the Mets to go after this offseason if Mets would have spent the money. I wanted them to go after Burley. But Burley got his butt whooped yesterday against Dickey.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't pitch that bad. I mean, another thing worth noting yesterday's game. I think I told you this off air yesterday. R.A. Dickey, man, he almost had an extra base hit. It could have been a grand slam possibly.
Wow.
And the guy in left field, I forgot his name for the moment. He leaped. I think it was Peterson. He leaped and lobbed. Robbed Dickey of that extra base hit. But any case, Mets sweep the Marlins and finally won some home games for a change. Now they're 7-24 at Citi Field. So hopefully they can keep this streak going. They're going to play four games against Pittsburgh. So hopefully they could, keep this streak going. Because Pittsburgh, they had a great first half, just like the Mets. And then, actually, Mets had a very good first half. I wouldn't say great. They were like 500. So,
yeah.
It was in like the Pirates. Pirates had a great first half. And then the second half, their record is like 11-30. So it went downhill, just like
it's
with the
goal,
Mets.
Though.
Yep. So hopefully Mets can, play a lot better.
We'll see. You know, there's 10 games left, right? So let's see how they do down the stretch and what players they decide to keep, what players they decide to just kick off the team.
Repeat that last part. You kind of broke up a little bit.
I said let's see, going down the stretch here with 10 games left in the season, let's see what players they decide to keep and let's see what players they decide to get rid of.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, definitely. And the guys definitely they have to keep is Wright, R.A. Dickey, and Harvey. I mean, this guy's been awesome his rookie year.
Yeah,
I mean,
Dickey.
Yeah, Dickey, of course, yeah. Dickey, they definitely got to keep him. I mean,
yep.
Dickey is having a magical year. I mean, he's second in wins.
Mm-hmm.
Gio Gonzalez won his 20th yesterday. R. Dickey has 19. He's 19-6 with a 2.66 ERA, which leads the National League. So R. Dickey leads the league in strikeouts, five shutouts, over 200 strikeouts, over like 220 innings pitch. I mean, he leads the league in practically every category except for the wins, which he's only second behind Gio Gonzalez of the Nationals. So.
Yep.
Hopefully he'll rightfully win the Cy Young.
Deserves it.
He definitely does. And shifting gears quickly to the NBA. What was I going to say? Barclays Center had like an inaugural thing on Friday.
Oh.
They christened the stadium. And, of course, you know, that big game is going to be coming up with at the Barclays Center, of course, Knicks versus Nets.
That's
and, the season starts Nets versus Knicks at the Barclays Center. And maybe one of the guys who might play in that series is Kenyon Martin. After he got he became an unrestricted free agent. Maybe Nets, I believe Nets and the Knicks are both teams among like five other teams that are rumored to go after Kenyon Martin. So, you know, he might suit up, and that would be really interesting. Imagine if he came as a Knick, it'd be kind of like Jason Kidd. I mean, they're two top guys,
yeah.
You know, return in enemy colors. You know, that'd be kind of interesting. And off the bench.
Yeah. And he's also played with Anthony and what's his name from Denver, Camby and Anthony
Smith.
And J.R. Smith, yeah.
Yeah, it would be interesting, you know. It would really be an interesting fit, but it looks like as of right now, according to the rumors, he only wants to go to a team where he could get, you know, like at least $3 million, you know, and I assume, of course, a place to win.
Right.
So hopefully, you know, he'll lessen off his money demands and, you know, sign a deal reasonable for him and, you know, potentially help the Knicks win a championship, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. And by the way, Will, there's a call online. You want to take the call?
Oh, sure, yeah. Let's take the call. Hey, caller, what's up?
Hi, William. Hi, Macaulay.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Finally, you guys pick up. I was on the line for 11 minutes.
Oh, sorry about that.
Sorry.
They didn't even play those soothing music that they play at those when you call places.
Apologize about that. We definitely got to do a better job with that.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's no problem. You guys are cool guys.
Thank you. So what would you like to talk about?
I would like to talk about wrestling.
Sure.
Okay.
Night of Champions. You want to talk about that?
Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah, what's your thoughts about CM Punk retaining the title, even though Cena did the German suplex, but according to the referee, both their shoulders were down, so...
It was a draw.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I would rather Cena win.
What are you saying?
I want Cena to win.
Me too. I thought Cena was going to win the match.
But I don't like Cena.
Yeah, I don't like Cena either. I want Cena to win after Survivor Series.
I'm not a part of C Nation.
Because I want the... Oh, what are you going to say? I'm sorry.
Nothing.
Oh, I was just saying that, you know, I'd prefer Rock face Cena at Royal Rumble than instead of having them face once in a lifetime again, 2 years in a row at WrestleMania.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I want to see that match too, CM Punk versus Rock. I think it would be
at
a better matchup. Yeah.
So I want at WrestleMania.
Okay. Did you guys watch Santino's foreign exchange today?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh yeah, I did. He's picking two whatchamacallit, foreign
correspondents.
What you thought about the video?
It was good. He always have good videos.
Yeah.
I need to watch it because I haven't seen it. But he has a secretary now?
No, he's picking like a foreign correspondent. It's between Yoshitatsu and a winner of NXT, Johnny Curtis. That same guy who was in that video when he went on a date, and that guy he was talking to, and then that guy ended up being like the chef.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, he was. It's between those two guys that he's choosing. Yeah, you should definitely check that out.
I will.
What were you saying?
No, I said I will. I'll definitely check it out after the show.
Yeah, another thing worth noting, Sheamus retained the title and, of course, used the broke kick. So this whole Texas Cloverleaf storyline was pretty much useless because he didn't need the Texas Cloverleaf. He could go to the Bro Kick, and he did, and won.
Yeah.
Didn't they ban him from doing
the
that?
The Bro Kick, stupid.
Repeat that.
They banned him from doing the Bro Kick.
Yeah, but just before the match.
Why is he? Why does he have a move called Bro Kick? He's Irish, first of all. He's not black. He should have a move called Shiver Me Tenders.
Well, I don't know. I guess I don't know. That's what he wouldn't recall, I suppose. So that's it. It's effective.
It is a devastating kick. I mean, it's a very powerful kick, though.
I think that's the only good thing about Sheamus, because I think Sheamus is being... He's like Cena part
yeah,
two.
You know,
like
you guys watch South Park. Sheamus is a ginger kid.
Yeah,
he is.
He's Scott Hinterman on steroids.
But, what do you think about Kane and Daniel Bryan winning the tag team titles?
I'm the tag team champion. No, I am the tag team champion.
Yeah,
you saw when they hugged?
Yes.
Yeah, they hugged it out again.
So gay.
They're not going to hold it for a long time. So.
I mean, they're a good tag team. I mean, even SmackDown.
I like that
indie.
They hugged.
Yeah. I think they're going to lose to primetime players, though. So.
Yeah, they're going to eventually lose to primetime players because, you know, they're still, you know, at the end of SmackDown, they did, you know, kind of united by hitting people with chairs. But in the end, you know, in the end, they kind of had the argument, I'm the tag team champion thing. So, you know,
they're
still a little, you know, dissension.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So, I mean, but, yeah, they're a good tag team. And, you know, credit WWE, they made them actually finish the show, to end the show. Usually it's, you know, Sheamus and Orton.
Right.
That ends
the
show off. So
Kane and Daniel Bryan forgot there is no I in team.
Exactly. And that's why they're gonna lose the title to primetime player as you know, Macaulay just mentioned.
Yeah, it'd be nice to
primetime players they're the one with the one who look like Black John Cena, right?
Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
they suck.
Yeah, they do.
They come in with a whack rap.
they are entertaining, though, I gotta admit.
I think they were more entertaining.
Oh, wait. Oh, I know. Wait a second. I'm thinking of the Usos, too. Never mind. but I know what I'm talking about, because he's the one who's the Black Cena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they say millions of dollars.
They suck, too. Usos suck, too.
But they were better when they had Abraham Washington, but, you know, he got fired for those.
The Usos need Rikishi to come.
Rikishi?
Yeah, with his booty showing.
I know, he did show up.
What did she say? Repeat that.
I said, I know William like that.
You wish I did.
No, I'm just kidding.
Not even an alternate universe. But any case, what was I talking about else? What else happened in Night of Champions? I think Cesaro defended the title against
Zack Ryder.
Right,
well,
Zack Ryder.
He won, actually.
I wasn't talking about this, William. I'm talking about Prince William.
All right. I think he has enough problems with all the controversy with his wife and his brother.
Yeah.
But in any case, what else was I thinking about? Antonio Cesaro. You know, he defended the title with Zack Ryder, and he lost the title. He lost the match on SmackDown. So. Most likely Santino.
I like that guy who says you're welcome.
Oh, what's his name? Damian Sandow.
Yeah.
Oh right, yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Did he fight? I don't think he fought on
he,
Land of Champions.
Did he fight? I don't know. That I don't know, but he did fight on SmackDown.
Oh.
And then there was the match between he teamed up with Cody Rhodes against Daniel Bryan and Kane.
You guys remember when he said, "Oh, Cody Rhodes is like the only one he understands." Who understands him?
Yeah, they could be a good tag team. Well, you know what time it is. Anything you'd like to say before you go?
Nope. You accept that you're still in Flavor Flav's mind.
No, I didn't ask you. I didn't say your time is up.
All right, later.
All right, thanks for calling in.